Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jeth.
And I'm Jen.
We are on Season 5, Episode 14 of One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Still and forever. I just watched all of Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Okay.
And it has Dawson, like, playing himself.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like, Vanderbeek or whatever. Yes. And it was so good. And the whole time I was just like, Dawson.
Amazing.
I can't wait, but...
I also can't wait. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm rewatching Dawson's Creek right now with my sister.
I've been purposely, like, not.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Dawson's Creek is one that I've watched so much.
Yeah.
That, like, it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And also, we still have, like, 4 seasons to get through One Tree Hill, so I'm fairly confident that after this rewatch, it's going to be effectively wiped from my brain.
Yeah. I know, I think we did the math. It's at some point in 2025, I think, towards the end.
So, still like a year and, a year and almost 2 years probably of this. So, like, it's fine. I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. I know but my last rewatch was 2009.
I know that Dawson is, like, Dawson can be annoying.
Yeah.
But I actually think... Lucas Scott might be worse.
I think so because, and now again, I haven't watched in 15 years. Because in my head, how it exists right now is Dawson's like whiny and annoying.
Yes, yes, correct.
Lucas is a pompous asshat.
Agreed.
And like, that's a different.
It is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting when we get there to like, to do the comparison.
Which is why like, the Don't Trust the Bee is so funny because...
Yes.
He's playing, like, such a ridiculous version of himself.
I can't wait until he's on One Tree Hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
That must be, like, early season 6 somewhere.
I think so, yeah.
Or, like, I mean, I guess maybe not early. Well, no, it has to be early because so much has to happen.
Right.
Certain things that have a very specific amount of time that it takes. you know. Biologically. So, yeah, it must be relatively. Anyways. Season 5, episode 14. What do you go home to? Does that have anything to do with this episode?
I don't know, man. Does anything ever? Like, what is this? Did we find out what this song is?
It's Explosions in the Sky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like if we didn't have the episode before this episode, this episode would be, like, kind of lame.
Yeah, you're probably right. But compared to the last episode, it was, like, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
And, like, it's not even that it was bad. I just feel like if we didn't have that other episode, this one just would have been kind of, like, meh.
Agreed.
Whereas, like, the other one was bad.
The other one was bad.
And we've had other seasons where, like, there was a worst episode. Because it was, like, just so bad. Whereas, like, this I just felt so meh.
Yeah, I agree.
Besides from, like, a few little tiny points.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, the season leaves a lot to be desired.
Which is so, because, like, I just don't remember it being, like...
Yeah.
And I get what it has to have been is that most of the stuff, I guess, that I'm remembering is season 6.
Mm.
And I guess I just didn't realize.
Yeah, I mean,
outside of, like, Nanny Carrie, but, yeah.
Yeah. Like, to be fair, and, like, we'll get into this more when we do our season wrap, obviously. But, like, I do think a lot of this season is them trying to find their footing post-high school. And so it's a little shaky.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as we've said a million times in so many episodes, because they're only 22.
Right. Also that. Well, and like what? There's only 4 episodes left after this one?
Yeah.
Before the end of the season? Yeah. I'm like, what even happens? Like,
that's actually a really... Because I know... I feel like Lucas kind of ends on a cliffhanger.
Right.
And then... Everything else that I can remember, like something involving Dan, that's, Maybe one of the little things with Dan does happen this episode, this season.
Okay.
Does the dog happen this season? I think
I'm
the
not
dog
sure,
happens.
actually. Does it? That's wild.
Because
Maybe it
Dan
does.
with a person is definitely next season.
Okay.
Or is the dog after that then? I don't know. And like anything that may or may not happen with Quentin is next season. Nobody else is
Right.
doing anything.
Right.
Nothing might happen in the next four episodes.
Yeah.
Now that everyone's really excited.
The dog might be this season.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
That might be the finale.
I think you're right.
Which, because I feel like that was kind of set up here.
Yes,
Right?
agreed.
Which
Yes,
then would make
100%.
sense. Another four episodes, that's enough time
Yeah.
to like.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into this. Let's get into this episode
Yeah, I guess.
that we're very lukewarm about.
Yeah.
Well, because it starts with this weird, like, I just, they're trying too many things this season. These weird little, I don't know, whatever, it's fine. So we start with some voiceover. Lucas is in bed. He's like thinking about Lindsay or whatever.
Yeah,
I
that's
just
yeah.
didn't really care, so I
No.
didn't really listen that closely.
Yep.
And then we go through like everybody waking up. So like we see Peyton, and like her first thought is Lucas, and it's all like voiceover stuff.
Yeah.
And then like Jamie wakes up and he thinks about Chester, and then Brooke thinks up and she thinks about herself, and then like that she has to pee. And then Skills wake up being like, "What day is it? What time is it? What did I drink last night?" Mouth wakes up and like thinks of Millie, and then like how he could possibly be late for work, and then goes through like a whole anxiety spiral of like himself getting fired, and then how's he going to pay his rent? I was like, that's honestly, that's a relatable anxiety
That's the
spiral.
most relatable
It
one.
was the most relatable one.
Outside of Jamie and thinking about Chester.
Yes. Well, then, and then we get Haley and Nathan, and they both think about Jamie first, and then like Nathan thinks about how like hot Haley is, and then they're cute, they're like gonna kiss, but then Jamie's like in between them in the bed with like his feet at the pillow.
Yeah, so then that's how, because when we first saw him, I was like, man, his bed looks really big. But it's
Right?
because he was like at the foot of their bed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cute. So that was cute. Jamie and Nathan and Haley, not the rest of
Yeah, absolutely.
it. Oh yes, and then we get Dan, who like startles awake because he's like, I don't know, dreamed a gunshot and thinks of Keith. And that's our weird ass opening.
It was very not pointful. Like, I
Right.
don't want to say it was pointless, but it just, we didn't need that.
Correct. Like what was the purpose?
Even if it was just Lucas thinking about Lindsay and then like Nathan and Haley or something, like
Right.
we know you're gonna get to all the characters. That's what you do in an episode. Like,
Yeah.
were you just trying to remind us of everybody? I don't know.
I know, it's strange, right?
Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. We get this other cute little scene with, because Nathan and Haley are like good again. They're like a little
Oh,
family again. It's
so
so great. Haley made French toast for breakfast, and Jamie's like having such a good time eating it. And then it's so cute because Nathan's like, "What have you got going on today?" And Jamie's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna like mostly play." It's so cute. But then they're just like talking about their day, what they have going on, and like they have to interview for a new nanny later in the day.
It
But
was just,
then,
it was so
yeah.
cute because like Haley spelled nannies, and
Yes.
then like Jamie makes some sort of comment about like, I don't like it when you spell like
Yeah.
it's DUM, and of course like Nathan makes fun of him, teases him about like, you need to add a B, otherwise you will be, and then like Jamie goes to run off because Nathan asks if he wants to go to practice and like also asks Haley if she's okay with it because she's still been.
Yeah.
But then, like, Jamie comes back and he spells love and, like, oh, I love you, mama,
Yeah.
and whatever. But then, like, when Nathan was like, oh my God, like, I just realized that you were spelling nannies. They're just so cute.
Yeah, they're friggin' cute. They're really friggin' cute. Yeah. Obsessed. Absolutely obsessed. So glad that we have our Naily back. Thank God.
This better be it. Like, I can't go through this again.
I think this is it. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I think they have some rough patches, just like personally, but it doesn't break their relationship the way that like this past one happened, or like the way it does in season two. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're fairly solid after that. Like, they still have like their bumps in the road, but it's not quite as like, not quite as like world shattering and like the relationship is ending. So, oh yes, then we go to the school. Skills is in the coach's office. Lucas is back, and we find out he's been gone for a month.
No, we
Was that
knew
what it
that.
was last time? Was it a
Yeah.
month? Oh,
Yeah.
okay. I think I just forgot because that seems like such a long time.
Well, also that. Yeah, because remember, in the last episode, it started with
Oh, right. It was
Haley,
4 weeks
Nathan, and she
later.
was like, yeah, and
Right.
it then it even said, like, because, right, because, yeah, like, they fought with Dan, and then it was like, 4 weeks later.
I forgot about that. For some reason in my head, it was 2 weeks. Maybe just because that seemed like a more reasonable amount of time.
Yes, that too.
Anyway, he's been gone for a month. They've lost. It's so funny because he's like asking how the team is doing, and Skills is like, "Oh, you know, you win some, you lose some." And Lucas is like, "Okay, but like, how many?" And we find out they've lost 8 games. Because part of it is that Quentin isn't playing well, because obviously we, as we know, he cut the cast off of his hand and it's still fractured, so he can't play the way he would normally. So,
But also, like, Lucas was totally being a dick.
oh, he's such a he's
Aside from the fact that Skills is literally like, you left,
right.
you're the head coach,
Right.
and, like, Quentin is having issues,
Right.
and but, like, Lucas was just like, ugh,
I
like,
know.
he made that, like, Lucas face, and I was like, I'm over this.
Well, and he gets so like, I just like hate the way he is when he gets all like into his like weird coach mode where he like acts like he's a grown adult who knows things.
Well, and
I
it's that
don't know.
kind of
It's I
like
it's yeah.
not almost like tough love styles motivation or something where like it doesn't hit the way that he thinks it's gonna hit.
Right.
And
Because,
I
like,
was
you've got Skills out here who's like always dishing out like good advice, calling it like he sees it, being absolutely 100% real with people, and it never comes off the way it comes off with Lucas.
No.
It's because he's so self-righteous. It's very
Well,
annoying.
and yeah, because it always seems like he's actually mad or upset about them losing or something like that, instead of being like, okay, you know what? Like, we're gonna turn this around. It's always like, we're gonna turn this around. You know, like, ugh.
Yeah, I
He's always just
know.
mad at all of
Yeah, he's the worst.
that. Yeah.
Anyway, Lucas is going to talk to Quentin. This is where Skills tells him that Quentin asked him not to say anything to Lucas. Then we
Probably
get
because he
like,
knew Lucas was going to be a D-bag.
I mean, probably. Mouth gets mail. He opens it. We don't see what it is, but he's like, "Oh my God." That's all we get before we cut over to Brooke, who's freaking out about like Macy's meeting, I think. Anyway, we don't really go into it.
Yeah, she says, like, Macy's for a hot second, because then I was like, wait, I thought, like, Victoria did that already, but then maybe it's a different one.
Yeah, I was confused also. I just assumed that she had like rescheduled it
Yeah.
because she fired Victoria
Same.
and wanted to like actually have a say in what was going on. But anyway, Millie has everything under control. So Brooke is like, "How would you feel about a pay raise and a promotion? Like, you've been so good with everything here." But then says she's going to send her back to New York. And Millie looks like so upset about it. Yeah. Then Brooke gets a phone call. And Millie's trying to like afterwards tell her, like, I don't really want to go back to New York. Like, I'm kind of, like, liking it here. But then we find out that the phone call Brooke had. Well, it's so funny. She's like, I'm going to be a mom. And I'm like, calm down, girl.
Yeah.
Well, and Millie's so funny because she's like, what?
Pardon me? What?
Pardon me, child?
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Turns out it's just like a foster care type of situation. But anyway, Brooke is like flipping out.
Yeah.
Millie's trying to like help her figure her shit out. But she has to go like meet with the people, I guess.
Yeah.
Then what happens? Oh, we go to the gym for practice.
Yeah.
And Jamie's noticing that there's a missing, that wall with the three jerseys where Dan's has been taken down. He's like, there's one missing there. And Nathan's just like telling him about how it was Grandpa Dan's and they took it down because he did bad things. And Jamie's like, well, you have also done bad things and yours is still up there. And Nathan's like, okay, but not that, that bad, bud. Because they still, like, obviously they still haven't told Jamie why Dan was in prison.
Yeah, and like, I can't remember a conversation with them talking about, like, oh, Uncle Keith, like,
right,
talking about Keith either.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering that.
So, like, I don't know if they've necessarily said anything or not. Yeah. Definitely not about, like, what Dan did, but then just, like, no. Does he not wonder
how about Uncle Keith died?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get there.
Maybe we will.
But I did laugh at that.
You right?
That stuff too. And you're like, whoop.
Oh boy. I mean, like, listen, kids got some points.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not quite that bad. No murder was done by Nathan.
Nope.
And then it's so cute. Quentin comes in the gym.
Oh yeah.
He and Jamie are adorable.
Yeah.
He just starts like rapping with him. It's so cute. And then Nathan tries to join in. And Quentin, the look Quentin gives him is like,
stop it.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Yes, it was quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Except then Luz comes in and is a dick bag again.
I know. Yep.
And again, in exactly that same way, of like, because obviously, like, you know, he hasn't seen Quentin in a while, and Quentin's been doing fist bumps because he can't do like a handshake because it hurts his hand.
It hurts.
And so, like, Lucas tries to shake his hand and he fist bumps instead. And then Lucas is like, well, this is how I do it. So he like shakes his hand, but also is clearly like squeezing and trying to crush his hand until Quentin gives in.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, that's not a nice coach thing to do.
Right?
Number one, you know that he's injured.
Yes.
You could actually make it worse.
Yeah.
And this whole time, all of you guys have been trying to get Quentin to, like, open up and trust you and believe in your belief in him and whatever, whatever. But you do this?
Yeah. I know.
I just, ugh.
I know.
As always, Lucas Rage.
Yeah. Yep. Always. Well, and then you can see Quentin give Skills like a dirty look because he's obviously knows that Skills has talked to Lucas.
Yep.
Then we go to the record label, Peyton in her office, and Haley comes by to see her, and like Peyton's just like listening to demos that she has. And like she's all excited because Mia's album's doing really well. It sold 40,000 copies, like. But Haley is there because she wants Peyton to listen to her demo.
Yeah.
So that she can record another album.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, like, does it happen?
I don't remember.
Because I don't remember any music-related stuff.
Yeah.
that we haven't already seen, whether it be with Mia or at Trick or with Haley. I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I truly also don't remember what happens.
Because, like, obviously we know what happens with Peyton in season 6.
Yes.
Does she just, like, walk away from this?
Maybe. I don't know.
Right? Or, yeah, like, thoughts and questions, thoughts and questions. Because I really just don't know.
Right?
Because, like, both of them.
A lot of stuff happens off the top, at the top of...
Yeah.
Season 6. Or, yeah, season 6.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyways. Either way, at this point, hopefully, Haley's going to record a new album.
Yeah.
That in of itself is exciting.
Yeah.
But it's cute, too, because Haley keeps being like, well, it's like I was thinking, and I want
you. Yeah.
And Paige's just like, yes. And then, like, I think there's even, like, a subsequent scene where she's like, okay, well, because, like, when she plays a song, and she's like, well, I was kind of, and Paige's just like, yes. Like, I don't care about anybody
obviously
else.
Obviously, yes. Like, yes. Whatever. She's, well, and she even says to her later, too, like, your debut album did so well. Like, this is actually just good business for me.
Yeah.
Like for the record label.
Yeah.
Right. Aside from the fact that, like, they're going to have a fun time doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just like this because it kind of sort of put away that, like, triangle of, like, Haley, Peyton, Lindsay.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because, like, Peyton, Haley had kind of not chosen sides, but, like, understood Lindsay's side more than anyone else. So it just kind of... They seemed rough for a little bit, but this just felt like besties getting to work. So
yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Then Lucas is being a jerk again.
Ugh, I know. Yep. Well, because Quentin's trying to say that, like, he's fine.
Yeah, it's just been, like, people have been double-teaming him and whatever. Yeah. And it's like, no.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, even Nathan is just, like, much more normal about it. Like, he's just like, yeah, that's never been a problem for you before. Like.
Yeah.
So, Lucas gets him to palm the basketballs. One in each hand.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I can do that, obviously. And he does. But then he's like, no, I want you to hold them there for 30 seconds.
Which I feel like, even for most basketball players, palming the ball is a skill in of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it in both hands with your arms outstretched.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever. Obviously, he can't, you know, his injured hand, he lets go. Yeah. And then Lucas is just like, we're going to the doctor, and this time we're going with you.
Yeah. The thing is, like, what's annoying is that, like, Lucas is right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I just feel like he's... the way he does it.
Yeah. He's going about it wrong. And I don't know if it's just, like, he's trying to keep himself, I don't know, like, above Quentin, but in that, like, hierarchical, like... Because Quentin obviously comes in hot all the time, right? Like,
yes.
Trying to be hot shit. And Lucas tries, you know, I guess he thinks that that's the best way to, like, do, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That's all.
Yeah.
And then we go to Close Over Bros. Right? Yeah.
Yes, because Millie, Mouth comes by to see Millie there, and she's like, I might be staying in Tree Hill. And he's like, cool, I might be leaving. Because we find out that this letter he got was actually a job offer from a station in Omaha, which would be, like, a much better position than he currently has.
Yeah.
It's, like, a full-time on-air position. Really good opportunity. And Millie's like, obviously Millie's very disappointed, and she's, like, so upset at first, but she's like, you should take this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, it's your dream and it's a really good opportunity.
Yeah.
And, like, look, listen. I understand that this is supposed to be really cute because he's all like, you're part of my dream too. Like, I'm hoping we have a future together. And it's really cute too because, like, she doesn't really know what to say. And he, like, freaks out that he's freaked her out by saying this because it's, like, moving so fast. But I'm like, yeah, kids, you're moving real fast here.
Yeah.
Like, it's even if he took the job in Omaha, it wouldn't have to be forever.
No. And, like, it's not like Nathan and Haley when they were trying to choose universities.
Right.
Or, like, oh, yeah, it's on Gilmore Girls when, like, because, like, Rory and Logan are trying to decide what they're going to do. And then, like, Paris and Doyle are trying to figure out what they're trying to do. And it's that whole, like, don't factor me in. Like, you do whatever you want to do. And then, like, I'll come. Or, like, no, he factor me in and this and that. It's like, because they've all had these, like, long relationships and trying to figure out where they should go.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as much as I want Mouth and Millie to get there.
Yeah.
They're not there right yet. So, yeah, it's a little bit.
They've just started dating.
And, like, and we've seen them on, like, two dates, maybe?
Right.
And one of them was, like, when they got set up.
Right.
So, aside from him bringing her coffee and giving her a kiss for a week or so.
Right. Right.
Now he's making life decisions based on.
They haven't even had sex.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
You know.
Yep. Oh, boy. I mean, on the other hand, it does seem like the kind of thing you might do when you're 22. So at least that's legit.
Well, and that's the only thing is that, like, it almost makes more sense than so much of the other stuff that these people are doing. With just, you know, like, Lucas being like, oh, my God, like, Lindsay and I, we had it all figured out, blah, blah, you know, or, like, Peyton and Brooke and, like, my accelerated life. And I'm so disappointed because I haven't done that. It's like, no. Like, where's this? Like, okay, maybe that could be something that they would, like, I don't know. I just, like, can't even remember being 22, and all this just seems, like, wild to me.
Right?
On so many levels.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But hopefully Mouth and Millie work out, because we love them.
Yeah, I cannot remember how this goes. Like, truly, I can't remember where they end up.
I think I do remember.
Okay.
Or at least wherever it ends up. I don't know if they're, like, in the show for the rest of the show.
Right.
Or if they're just the next little while into season 6 or all of season 6. But I feel like I know that perhaps they maybe go somewhere together.
Okay.
Or at least in my head, that's what happens.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like something happens. Yeah, and, like, just, nothing bad. Nothing
don't
bad.
Remember.
Yeah. The joy of season 5. We have no idea.
Yeah, like, what is even happening? The writers don't know either.
Nope. No, they don't.
Honestly, so much of this season feels like they're just, like, picking storylines out of a hat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which ties exactly into, like, Peyton and Haley. This is where Haley's playing the music, and obviously Peyton's like, yeah, yes, please. And but then Brooke calls, and she's like, I'm getting a baby.
Yeah.
And, like, Haley's like, what?
Mm-hmm. Well, because the only person Brooke presumably is told at this point is Peyton and Lucas.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, and it's so funny because she's at, like, this baby store buying all the toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh. Then we go back to the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn's back in a cast.
Yep.
They're trying to, like, be like, listen, this is for the best. Like, you'll be fine by playoffs.
Of course, and he's like, we have to get to playoffs first. I'm like, fair.
Yeah, that is valid. Fair. Valid. And then he wants to talk to Skills alone. Oof, this was so rough.
Yeah.
Oh. Man.
I know.
Yeah. So he waits till everyone's gone. And then, like, what does he say exactly? He pulls out the Uncle Tom accusation.
Which, like, we were just talking about
Yeah.
on the other podcast
Yeah.
and that book that it references. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He said, "You went all Uncle Tom on me as soon as Massa Lucas got back." And I was like, whoa. And Skills is so pissed.
But again, being like so good,
Oh, yeah.
because he says, like, because he doesn't do anything, he just, like, obviously you can tell on the inside he is like burning rage
Oh,
fire.
yeah.
But he just says, you know what? When your wrist heals and everything's okay, I'm gonna let you take that back. Consider yourself lucky. And you're just like, ooh, because that could have gone so many different
Oh,
ways.
yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah.
Oof.
And it's so, like, it's so aggravating because you could tell that, like, Quentin kind of figured that, like, Skills would be on his side and just, like, do this for him. But it's like, this is actually him being 110% on your side.
Right.
Like,
Like he's looking out for your best interest.
and, like, the rest of your life. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You keep, he, you know, 'cause Quinn keeps going on and on about, like, scholarships, scholarships. Yeah. Like, that's what they're trying to do for you.
Right. Well, 'cause like, they say too, like he's not gonna get a scholarship if he's playing as badly as he's been playing.
That's just it, right? Yeah. Like, even if he kept playing and they did make it to playoffs or whatever,
Yeah.
he's not playing well.
Right. So
The
that's not
team
gonna
is
help
getting them
him.
to the playoffs. It's not him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole thing, I was just like, ooh.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
Rough.
Yep.
Also, because, like, there was one moment earlier when they were, like, all in the gym and Jamie was there, and, like, you could tell, like, Skills had a moment, like, looking at Jamie, and just because, like, I think he still feels bad about
Oh,
the
yeah.
wedding thing. And then,
Yeah.
like, this is happening, and I'm just like,
I know.
do you guys not understand that while he is second tier character, or like 1 degree out of main characters, he's the backbone of the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is Skills in the show all the way through?
I don't remember.
Because again, I know what happens with Skills in season six.
Yes, I also know
Heyo.
what happens in Skills with season six.
Again, yeah, because I don't. Because I didn't see anything after that, I don't know.
Yeah, same.
What if we don't have the backbone and the person who comes in and tells everybody when they're being stupid and
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
when they're being really good? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I like literally don't remember.
Ugh. And so of course, like, Lucas and Nathan and Jamie had, like, left so that Skills and Q could have this moment. And they're on the elevator. When then Dan walks on the
Yep.
elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Jamie's like, Grandpa Dan. I did kind of laugh, though, when Dan was like, if you guys want to jump me again,
Yeah.
this is your chance. And, like, the elevator door closes.
So funny.
Was like, oh, fair. You're
Yeah.
actually, yeah.
Yep. But yeah, then as they're like leaving the hospital, Nathan goes after him and it's like, stop doing this. Like, I know you're following Jamie around. Like, I've seen you out of school. Like, and Dan kind of was like starts to say that he was hoping, obviously he's hoping that he can like be in Jamie's life. And Nathan's like, no. No hope, don't hope. Like, that's not happening. So, oh yeah, and then this is when Jamie's talking to Lucas inside about like how he doesn't understand why everyone hates Grandpa Dan because nobody's told him what this man has done. And he seems nice, which he has been, like from Jamie's perspective.
Absolutely.
Like, there's nothing wrong with Dan. And then Lucas is like, what if Grandpa Dan hurt Chester? Like,
And took him away from you. You could never see him again.
Yeah. Which, like, I feel like I'm like, then wouldn't you have a question? Like, so what did Grandpa Dan do? Like,
yeah. And that's again because, like, I can't remember up until this point Jamie ever saying anything about Keith.
Right.
And we know that they told him initially that Dan was dead.
Yes.
But then he was clearly still scared enough that he was having nightmares about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had told him that he was bad, I guess, or something, but also dead. And then, like, yeah. I just need to know what family conversations have been had. And does Jamie know that Keith ever existed?
Right?
And then does that ever happen where he learns that Grandpa Dan killed Great Uncle Keith?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We go over to Brooke, who's having a phone call with Owen. Who is rightfully freaking out about her acquiring a baby.
So immediately.
Like, listen, I understand that they're trying to frame this as, like, Owen is overreacting. But I'm like, once again, they have barely dated.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if somebody that I was dating, very, very, like, early stages, kind of almost casually, then told me, oh yeah, by the way, I'm actively trying to procure a child for myself to be a mother, I'd be like, you're on your own with that one.
Looks like Peyton and Haley are there, and like, even I think one of them says something about like, have you guys even kissed yet, or like, as much as we've seen Brooke and Owen together,
right?
It feels very much they're in the exact same place as Mouth and Millie, where, like, yeah, it's that kind of beginning thing, but, like, it's not been, like, wow, chicka, wow, wow, this whole time, you know, like...
and, like, they're not seriously dating. Like, I would say at this point, Mouth and Millie are even more serious than Brooke and Owen.
Have we seen Brooke and Owen, like, actually kiss?
I don't know.
Because that's what I was trying to think about this whole time.
Right? I think we've just seen them flirt.
Yeah, he went to New York and, like, helped with Rachel, but that was it. And he, like, went to the, you know, bachelor party. But, yeah, like, I haven't seen them hold hands.
Like, I guess she was sitting in his lap then.
Yeah.
Eating cake.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the most we've seen to suggest that there's any kind of, like.
And, again, not that it, like, has to be sex and physical, whatever. But it's just.
No, like. Some kind of intimacy.
We haven't seen them just, like, at her house having dinner together or, like, yeah, just, like, more of that stuff. So, whatever.
Yeah, like, something to suggest that they're serious about each other. It's just so bananas to me that at the age of 22, you would, while casually dating a man, that she seems to be pretty serious about, like, she seems, like, genuinely into him.
Uh-huh.
So then why are you trying to fast-track this whole baby thing?
Because she's lived an accelerated lifestyle.
It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it really... And again, if it was... If she was with Owen...
Right.
And they had been together... Honestly, even for, like, a few months, I don't care.
Right.
But they were... And not that it has to be, like, a two-parent household or anything like that.
No.
Obviously, we don't... But just in that, like... in this together and they both were doing it and like absolutely, like, let's do this, it would almost still make more sense.
Right.
But just also this, just like on her own. Yeah.
And this adoption process is obviously complicated and she's having issues with it. And I'm like, girl, if you stuck with this guy long enough, like, you could just make a baby.
Yeah.
Be a lot easier.
Yeah. You don't even have to stick around with him that long.
Right.
You just have to have one good night.
Right. Like, it's just...
Well, that's anyway. Then... Okay, so, like, we learn that it's, like, this fostering thing where babies in other countries, if they need, like, a super big, like, medical procedure, they get flown over to the United States for the procedure, and, like, people, the doctors donate their time and all that kind of stuff, which absolutely totally happens.
Yeah.
First of all, I laughed because I was like, and they're going to, like, what, the Tree Hill Hospital?
I know.
Not freaking Johns Hopkins.
Right.
But whatever.
I know.
But then that's when, like, Haley and Peyton are like, cool. Okay, so you have all these, like, toys. Like, do you have a crib? Do you have food?
Do you have food?
You're like, no.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, Haley's so cute because she's like, it's fine, like, I will see what I have, like, yeah, of Jamie's old things that you can that you can have and use. Yeah. So that's,
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
Oh, so then Mouth comes back to the store to see Millie to tell, yeah, her that he's passed on the Omaha job.
Yeah.
And he wants them to move in together. And I was like, calm down.
Yeah.
Again, my goodness. They're all fast tracking everything. Like, you're 22, guys. You have time. Again, this, though, still seems like something that a 22-year-old might do.
Yeah.
So I'll give it to them. But she, like, is like, I can't move in with you.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And she's like, I'm glad you're staying, but no, I can't do that. And she doesn't, like, really give him a reason for it.
Yeah.
So he's just left kind of confused.
Because earlier he had said, like, she was like, oh, if you go to Omaha, like, can I have your,
yeah,
your spot, basically, with the guys?
Yeah, your room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, then they're both just like, meh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. They go, they're at the house with Haley and, like, Jamie, like, she's getting Jamie's old stuff for Brooke. Yeah. And she's, like, just talking to Brooke about, like, are you prepared for this? Because, like, this is not permanent. You are just, like, taking care of this baby while she has surgery. Like, are you ready for how hard it's going to be to let her go?
Yeah.
Oh, Brooke.
That's why I feel like I can't foster, like, a puppy or something.
Right.
You live here now.
Honestly, though, like, I must be so hard to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's even, like, way back on Friends when Phoebe was having the triplets.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, just ask if I can, like, keep one.
Yeah. I mean, it would be immensely difficult.
Yeah.
Well,
especially because, like, if the baby's sick and having this surgery.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be not more invested, but, like, more invested.
Yeah.
So, like, and, like, or, like, more quickly attached.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going through something so serious. And just be like, oh, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that's when we get drama because Lucas and Peyton both show up at the house.
Yes. Which, like, I'm like, so I guess they haven't seen each other since the wedding? Is that what we're meant to believe?
Which makes sense.
Because it does, because Lucas
went Lucas off left right away and was gone for 4 months.
Sail around the world. Four weeks,
yeah. Or like up the coast. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, no, not actually around the world. It just...
We don't even know how they got there on a boat in the first place.
Yeah, still real confused about that. Not gonna lie. Because the boat definitely says New Zealand on it. So, I mean, I guess if they'd been like working their way around the world, though, then that. But I'm still not sure how they got from
I don't
Europe
know how...
to.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
Did they just cross the Atlantic?
Yeah, that boat doesn't seem like crossing ocean or like around like Horn of Africa type thing, like
anyways. Yeah, I mean, even if you were sticking like, I mean, I guess you could technically go like further north because like the land is closer together further north, but then you'd still have to go all the way down,
yeah,
the coast of North America anyway.
Yeah.
Logistics.
Yeah. We need to know what size of boat is the smallest that you could maneuver.
Yeah.
From Ireland to North Carolina.
Yeah.
But then they go on a walk and they talk.
Yeah.
And it's like actually good, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because like it's cool because Peyton is asking if it would be all right to build a small studio in like mm-hmm. in the office space like that she has just to cut down on studio costs.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, I'll talk to my mom, but I think that's cool. And then, yeah, they talk a little bit about Lindsay, and like, he's like, I don't blame you. And she's like, well, I do feel responsible and I feel bad. And Lucas is all like, no, we love each other. She's coming back. It's all going to be fine.
Well,
I'm like, you are so DeLulu. Like,
I was half annoyed because he was like, I don't blame you. I was like, she didn't do anything that day.
I know, right.
Even if she did stuff before, like,
correct.
She had stopped doing stuff for a while.
Right. Like, that actually wasn't her fault. It was Lucas's comet story's fault.
Yes, that was Lucas's fault. And then, like, I get why Peyton feels bad, too, but at the same time, I'm like, you don't have to feel bad.
Right.
But then, yeah, as soon as he was like, Lindsay's coming back, like, he's fine. I was like, then I forgot about everything else, because I was like, oh, my God, you are.
I know.
You have been hit in the head one too many times with a basketball, sir.
Honestly.
I don't know.
I know. Then Chase comes by to see Brooke.
Yeah.
Because Owen's not going to.
Yeah.
Owen's just like, peace out. And honestly, kind of a shitty way to do that, but also I don't entirely blame him.
Well, and then that's when I couldn't remember. I was like, oh, is this literally how it ends?
I know, with Owen? Is this it? Like, is that the end of Owen?
Because I knew that, like, I was pretty sure that the baby thing did end it.
Right.
But I didn't realize that it was just never come over again and send your friend.
Yeah,
and
right.
Based off of my quick scrolling here, I don't think we see Owen again.
Okay, so that's it. That's wild.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's so weird to me.
Yeah.
This, like, I don't understand the point.
Yeah.
Really? Because, like we just talked about, we don't really get much of establishing them as a couple.
And that's why it almost feels okay or normal that he kind of just dips out and, like, ghosts her.
Right.
Because they weren't serious.
Right.
I don't even know if they were, like, officially together. Aside from that one time that Jamie asked, I think, like, are you her boyfriend now? I don't think they, like, shut the conversation down.
Right.
So. It's more hilarious that Chase came there to say goodbye because he's also leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's the one that apparently comes back later.
I know.
I still don't understand.
Well, then I'm like, so
happens.
Is Owen just, like, decided to quit his job and, like, up and leave Tree Hill?
That's an excellent question. I guess so, yeah.
Cool. Love that for him. He was like, oh no, this is way too much. I'm actually skipping town.
Yeah, I think that might be exactly what happens.
Yeah. Anyway. Chase comes by to say goodbye, congrats, blah, blah, blah. Tell me if you need anything, blah, blah, blah.
Tell me if you ever need a husband or a mama. And you're like, oh, what?
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. I didn't like it.
Well, it's so funny, because then I was like, for a second, I was like, okay, well, like, if that actually was something, that could be setting up
right
his re-return. But I don't think it has any, like...
Nope.
I don't think there's any hanky-panky, like...
Nope. Nope, I'm pretty sure nothing ever happens with Brooke and Chase ever again.
Yeah. Okay, we do see Owen again.
Oh, we do? Okay.
He's in a few, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 episodes in a row in season 6.
Oh, damn.
And then a random episode in season 7.
Oh, that's weird.
Huh. Weird. Again, see, this just makes it even more weird.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what to do with that information.
I know.
So.
I know. Then what happens?
Millie goes to see Mo at his place. And she, like, wants to talk to him. And it's so funny because she's, like, freaking out. She's, like, really nervous. Which is freaking Mo out. And she's like, do you have something to drink? She's like, water or an apple martini? which was hilarious because I was like, obviously he's going to get her a glass of water. But no, he straight up mixes her an apple martini because he apparently just has all the fixings for an apple martini in his house. Like, what do you even require for that?
I was like crying laughing.
It's like some apple vodka or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, extremely funny.
Yes.
So she's like going on about how they can't sleep in the same bed, and he's like, why? And she like downs the martini in like one gulp, pretty much.
After he makes some very outdated references.
Oh, I don't remember what he said.
Well, he said something about her having a hairy back, but then he also said something about the crying game, which is...
oh.
A wildly out of date reference.
Yes.
In time wise and
yes.
Appropriateness.
Yeah.
Because even at that point, it would have been pretty old. But yeah. Still kind of. It is still like. It would have still been the kind of that like standard reference for such things.
Yeah, that's fair.
But like, I hadn't thought about it in a long time.
I mean, right.
Because like, we studied it in film school 20 years ago. But yeah, I was just like, oh, mouth. Let's not. But anyways, we learned that Millie is a virgin. And yes. That's why.
Yep.
And then mouth just like swoops in being fucking amazing. Yeah. Like, what the?
Yeah, he's cute. Because he's like, oh, like, that's not even a problem. Like, what?
Because she says it. And he's just like, how did I end up with you? Like, oh, yeah. Like, how did I end up with such an amazing person? And she's like, pardon? Like, what?
Yeah.
And he just goes on, like, he doesn't even, like, acknowledge kind of what she said, but just goes on about how she's so amazing and, like,
yeah,
how, like, he's just winning in all of this. And I was like, mm-hmm. Man, people could take notes.
Yeah. Right? But, yeah, basically he's like, I would never pressure you about sex. He's like, I just want to be with you. Like, I think this can work. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Then we go to Haley and Nathan interviewing nannies.
Yeah.
All of them are gorgeous, obviously.
Yeah.
And Haley keeps looking at them like, no. Like, it's that one of them, she straight up asks, have you ever kissed any of the husbands you've worked for? And the girl looks so confused. And then the one girl, they like barely start to ask her questions before Haley's like, no.
Yeah, because she's slightly looks rather bosomy compared to the others, and she's just like,
and blonde,
no.
And like, yeah. Haley's like, absolutely not. So oh, funny. Haley. Yeah. Oh yes, Brooke asks Lucas to come over. Why, I don't know, but whatever.
Well, how does she put it? Because he said something, like, he didn't immediately say, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah, because she's like, freaking out and thinking she made a mistake with this whole getting a baby thing. And I'm like, yeah, girl, probably.
Yeah, and that's why she's like, if I wanted someone to tell me that I did, like, you know, I would have asked Peyton, but I asked you because I knew that you'd tell me that everything would be okay. And you're like, well, then you're both delusional.
Right? I'm like, where is this track record, though? Like, since when does Lucas have a reputation for being Mr. Sunshine?
Or, like, yeah, like, helping people and believing in their dreams.
Right, like, where's this last coming we checked, from?
He didn't believe in Peyton's, so.
Yeah, like, I don't understand where this is coming from.
Did you get the Purple Monkey reference?
No!
Okay, because, so, like, when she's buying toys for the baby, she sees a Purple Monkey, and she's like, oh my god, Purple Monkey. And at first I was like, totally cute. I get it, Purple Monkey.
Yeah, like, yeah, I understand. That is adorable.
But then here, he's like, oh, it's a Purple Monkey, just like you had. Is this something that we knew?
I literally don't know.
And she was
it
like,
obviously wasn't significant enough that it stuck in our brains. So, like, I don't know.
Or if it was just supposed to somehow, like, make them seem like they were connected? I don't know.
I guess.
But yeah, whatever. Something about, like, Owen's being selfish or Owen thinks I'm selfish. And you're helping a little girl and she's going to love you.
Which, like, listen. Depending on the seriousness of this thing with Owen, You deciding to straight up like semi-adopt a child while you're in a brand new relationship
Yeah.
is pretty selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, especially because if she had already told Lucas that's why she came back to Tree Hill,
Right.
that happened before she met Owen.
Yep.
So like, it's all on her. Like, you should have, if this
Yeah,
is
like,
really
why
what
are
you
you
wanted,
pursuing this man?
which you've like been going hard at it for, you know, two episodes.
Right.
What were you doing all of those other episodes when, like, why weren't you already doing your applications and like home studies and stuff? Like, did
It's
you just
just
like
such a,
forget?
this storyline is so out of left field.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, then, because like, again, I think it must be season six then when there's an older version of this.
Yes.
But even that, like, yeah, I just,
I know.
I don't know. I
Yeah.
just don't know.
I agree.
Or at least, like, you know, round two makes slightly more sense just in a, like,
Absolutely.
helping out people in need
Yes, it absolutely makes more sense.
in a way where it still fits into your life,
Right.
in a way where it's not a baby
Yeah.
that you want to try and keep forever. Like, whatever. What happens? Oh, Haley's still looking at applications. Nathan put Jamie to bed. He makes some kind of joke about, like, did you find anybody that, like, you can trust around me? And she's like, too soon. But that's when she, like, tries to talk Nathan into going to, for, well, she says just to work out, but, like, to play
To play
basketball.
basketball.
Because she said, like, you know, I am doing this music, and, like, I just want it to be, like, us and Jamie, and, but, like, music, and, like, you need to do this thing for you, too, and,
Yeah.
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 Nathan's gonna try playing
He
basketball.
is, and he does.
And this scene went so differently than I thought it was gonna
Oof,
go.
right?
And even when, like, it was getting sassy, I thought it was, like, sassy. But I was like, oh no, it's not going that way. Okay.
No. 'Cause yeah, Quentin's there. And like Nathan tries to make a free throw and misses. Q does it left-handed.
And because this whole time, because like he had, it's to me anyway, it sounded like Nathan had called Q to like
Yeah,
come,
right?
like practice with him. And so, and again, maybe this is why I don't remember that like Q is so awful in this season. Because he ends up being so good. Because this, like, much like, to me, at first, what I thought was happening was like what Lucas thinks he's doing in that, like,
Right.
Q was being sassy but motivational, like, and again, like calling out, like, I'm gonna take your scoring title, like, you're no, but in that way where I absolutely was like, oh, they're being so cute and like
Right.
they're gonna do this and it's gonna be great. But then no, Q's just being really mean and
Yeah.
Nathan can't do it and Q steals the ball and then Nathan leaves.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. And like, it's definitely Q just like taking out his frustration about the fact that he's in a cast right now on Nathan, but like, man, Nathan's having a hard time. Like, yeah.
And then obviously,
Obviously, Dan's there.
just like wandering, of all of the places
Right.
that I would have thought someone would have been in charge of keeping Dan out of, would have been the high school.
You would think the scene of the crime and also a place where children are.
But now he's just in the gym.
Yep. Staring at the empty space where his jersey used to hang. Yep.
When Nathan walks through, and again, it's like, oh, I don't even know, because then he just like.
It's just like a whole thing about regret and like blah blah blah. And Dan's like, oh, your legacy's safe. Like, just keep doing your best, son. Like, all right, Dan.
I know we're trying to do a redemption tour, but I'm still just not buying
Yeah, same. It's not working for me yet.
it.
go back to Mouth's and Skills' place.
Yeah.
And Skills is like really angrily lifting weights. Because he's still real pissed.
Yeah.
As he should be.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love how Mouth has asked Millie to move in with them and hasn't even like run it by the guys yet.
Well, and I had a moment where I forgot that like...
That Junk and Fergie live there too?
Yes. Because I was like, oh, maybe they moved out. And not necessarily that like Millie would have her own space, but it would just... It would feel more natural if it was Skills, Mouth, and Millie. Like,
right. Agreed.
Whether it be Mouth or Skills, like bringing in their significant other, like that yes. would still make sense. But no, it's like the entire Rivercourt crew.
Right. I can tell you right now, there was a 0% chance I would have ever moved in with four 22-year-old guys.
Right?
Even at the age of 22. That sounds like a living nightmare.
So much.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Mouth just wants them to, like, you know, clean up their act a little
mm-hmm.
before Millie moves in. Which, honestly, yeah. valid.
Yeah. Yeah. He has to, like, clean it up. Like, physically clean up the apartment. Mm-hmm. Then also, like, maybe don't be dirty boy, gross boys when you're talking.
Right. God.
Yeah.
Then we go to Nathan and Haley's, and Haley's like playing her guitar and singing, and like Jamie's coloring, and Nathan comes in with drinks for them, and he's telling Haley like it didn't go so well, but like it's gonna be fine. And then we find out that Haley hired a nanny.
Yay!
Yay! It's Deb!
Yay!
Yeah. So Deb's back. Finally. Finally. Where's yes. she been this whole time? We yeah. don't know. Who knows if we find out.
Oh, I love because, like, Jamie's like, Grandma Deb! And she's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, she's no, like, no. I'm too old for that. Or not, I'm too yeah, young for yeah. that. Yeah.
It's like, Nanny Deb!
So funny.
And then we get, like, this, like, end montage-y thing ugh, with, like, yeah. a Dan voiceover.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it's just all the, you know, like, the saddest thing that a man will face and, like, what never was and what can't be
yeah.
and what might have been and our jealousy, something, something, blah, blah, or, like, something better finds its way to blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's giving me Lucas vibes.
Right? God.
Oh, because then, like, yeah, we see the Scott family all having fun.
Yeah, they're cute.
Q is in the locker room, like, crying about his hand, yeah. so, like, we know he's a real human.
Yeah.
Lucas and Skills are drinking at Trick.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, you know, you did the right thing, it's fine. Peyton is creepily watching them.
Yeah.
Mouth, like, Millie arrives, so, like, Mouth and Millie are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's, right? And then, like, Peyton and Brooke, oh, Peyton's and then, like,
yeah, they're going to the
it's
airport.
Time to go to the airport. And yeah. Brooke's like, no, I need to do this on my own. And
I was like, why, though?
Well, because, also because I was like, you have to now wrangle a baby into a vehicle.
Right.
I'm assuming with a few bags, like, for the very right. first time, it would probably be nice to have somebody there. Plus, then, you could sit in the back with the baby and the other person could drive.
Right. It was just, like, so strange. I'm like, why? Why? That makes yeah. zero sense from a practical standpoint.
Yeah.
There's zero reason that you would need to do this on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, Dan's brooding on the bleachers.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, then Brooke's at the airport, and they just, like, hand this baby over to her. You're like, okay, and that's it. She's just standing in the airport with this baby.
Well, because... Of course, she's in this, like, bright red dress, and everyone's just, like, in brown behind her. And
yeah.
so she's, you know, doing that thing in the airport where you're, like, you're trying to see. So she mm-hmm. sees three random people come up with the baby.
Yeah.
And there's no conversation.
Nope.
She doesn't have a sign. They nope. don't have anything that looks like credentials.
Nope.
And the one woman just hands this baby over.
Yep.
And at first I was like, did they just walk away and hand her this baby
oh my
with
God, I thought
no
so
bags
too, but then you
or
see
no
them
nothing?
Off to the side.
But then you see them off to the side yeah. and, like, Brooke having a moment holding this baby because I was like, oh my God. Like,
I know.
this doesn't seem like some sort of hospital situation. This seems like human trafficking. I was like, oh my God. But they're just like off to the side and they have paperwork and like bags of stuff for the baby. And I was like, oh, okay, God.
Well, because you would think even that the social worker would have come with Brooke.
Yes. Because then like she would have maybe known the people.
Right.
That like went to whichever foreign country to get the yes. baby yes. and bring her back.
Yeah.
But like, was it just like, I'll be in a red dress? Like, what?
I, honestly, though, it's so strange. Also, I'm like, I love how there's a point where Brooke says that they're using this as like a trial run
yeah.
for her. But I'm like, why? If they weren't sure that she was up for being an adoptive parent or even yeah. necessarily a foster parent, mm-hmm. would you give her a medically,
yeah,
like a child with high medical needs? That makes zero sense.
The one of the first things that the caseworker said in the last episode was like, we usually expect people to like take 6 months off. Like, you right. just fired your second in command. Like, you're going to be really busy.
Yeah.
A baby with hospital visits.
Yeah.
Seems like would take up a lot of time.
Yep. Seems like you would need to take all the time off for that. Seems like even if you were that child's biological parent, figuring that out, or not even biological parent, but like actual parent or guardian,
yeah.
you would still need to be taking all that time off.
Whatever sort of grown-up you were, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
I know. So bizarre. This storyline makes even less sense to me than it did the first time I watched it.
Absolutely. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Because in my head, I was like, oh yeah, something with the baby. Well, but like now, just like re-watching it, I'm just like, this is... insane.
Yes, on madness.
Every level.
Yeah, madness.
And like, even if they did like a 10-year jump like we had wished they did, or like a 6, 7, 8 year jump yeah. like we wish they did, even then it's still a little
yep.
Man, and that's where we end. And as we said, 4 episodes left, no idea what happens.
No idea.
No idea.
Yeah. Wild.
Maybe something with a dog. I think definitely something with a preacher. But
definitely that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm wondering. Is it the preacher first and then like the dog in season 6?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe. Anyways. Sure. If you don't know what we're talking about, that probably sounds hilarious.
It probably does sound hilarious. Also, it's significant that we saw him at the hospital.
Yeah. And it has something to do with the preacher.
I figured
and the
dog. That's what that was setting up.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, wild. Who did you have as most annoying?
I mean, like, I guess Lucas.
Fair.
Because, like, no one else was really that annoying.
I went to Jason and I picked Q because.
Oh, that's valid, actually.
Like. Because of the way he was so mad at Skills.
No, that's fair.
And I was like, that was uncalled for.
Yeah,
and
no,
then
that's fair.
When I realized he and Nathan weren't, like, having yeah. camaraderie.
Valid.
It was actually just, like, antagonistic. I was like, well, no, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair.
And again, it's because, in a very Lucas way, it's all because it's actually about him and him being selfish.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Do we have anybody new?
I don't think so.
No.
We just have Deb come back. I mean, technically the baby is new, but the baby's not credited that I could find, so.
They just found her in a fake airport somewhere. Let's grab that baby.
Grab that baby.
Oh, man. And, you know, unfortunately, I think the, like, you're 22 mm-hmm. just goes to Brooke again.
Oh, yeah,
because,
it's still Brooke.
Like,
because this is all insane.
Even like, and like the only other person that I would maybe consider giving it to, again, is Lucas, just because he's trying to come mm-hmm. off like he's some worldly grown yeah. human.
Yep.
Where I'm like, you're not.
Right.
You're like maybe 5 years older than Quentin, like.
Right.
And Quentin's bigger than you, he could smash you.
Right? Oh my God. Yeah, I think the but you're 22 moment is going to be Brooke for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for other people to have that moment.
Right?
Just in the like, ooh, what could be happening?
Yeah, you never know. You never know what's going to happen in the next few episodes.
Well, and because like 1 and 2 were grade 11, 3 and 4 were grade 12.
Yep.
Is like 5 and 6 like that first?
22?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's a good point. I would think so because we're obviously carrying over the basketball season to
Yeah.
season 6.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it must be, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna go with 22 for next
Yeah.
season as well. Man.
I mean, 23 is still young, so
Right?
even
Yeah,
if we
that's
bump
just
it
gonna
up to
slowly
23,
go
that's
23 and 24 as we
yeah.
go along. Did you have a song of the episode?
I didn't really.
No.
Nothing really stood out to me.
No, yeah, like there was the honorary title and like
Yeah.
La Roca again. And like I feel like I noticed every time there was music, but I never knew what any of
Yeah,
the songs
same.
were.
Same.
And like obviously there was a new like Haley song, but like whatever.
Right. Well, and you don't really get much of it either, so
No, yeah, it
like
was just enough of a
yeah.
hint to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Did you have a quote of the episode?
I went with what Skills says to Quentin when he says, like, when your wrist heals and everything's okay, I'm gonna let you take that back.
Yeah, that was good.
Just, yeah, just 'cause, like, it's just Skills being Skills.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And also, I just couldn't come up with anything else.
I had Haley during the nanny interviews
Oh.
because she was like, "So I see you know CPR and you're also a lifeguard. You ever kiss any of the husbands you work
Yeah.
for?"
So funny.
Because it's just so like not.
Yeah. Not related.
And because it's sort of like, despite them saying like too soon, it's kind of at that like, we're
Yeah.
happy, we're moving on, we're not making light of it, but making light of it,
Yeah,
so.
a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. That's good.
I'm like, yeah, where we go from here, I.
Literally no idea.
Man.
I mean, I guess this whole Brooke baby thing is going to play out over the rest of the season. But other
Yeah,
than
like how
that,
fast.
and the whole thing with Dan, I don't really know what's coming. Yeah.
Oh, it's Jamie's birthday party next episode.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I see.
Yeah. So, someone comes back for the party. Brooke and Peyton are obviously dealing with having a baby.
Right.
And then Dan tries to get back
Right.
in with the fam.
Yep. And this is when we find out what's going on with him.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wild, wild times.
Right? Absolutely bananas.
Just can't sometimes with this show.
Oh, right? I almost want to like take a closer look at the writing credits for some of these episodes.
And just, yeah.
Because I know Mark Schwann is like credited on every single episode, which is just something that happens sometimes with showrunners. They just put their name on everything.
Yeah. Well, and even just see if you like kind of like looked at the script too long, then he probably
Right.
gets to like
Yeah.
claim, yeah. But yeah, like all of the like. Oh, yeah, see, like so many of the times it's just him, though.
I know.
Yeah, like this one was listed just as him.
Yeah. But the next episode has another writer.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, and the one before, the one that he's in was written just by him. Who's surprised?
Yeah. Like, I'd be so interested to know. Might have
Yeah,
to go
he's
through
like the
and
writer
check.
director for a lot of this.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Johansson directs the next episode.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, I feel like Brooke and the baby and Dan are kind of the main focus for the rest of the season.
Cool. That sounds exciting for us.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
We got this.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week.
Bye.